Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Series 2, Episode 31.
Happy New Year, lad. How you doing?
Good.
Got this whole week off school, haven't you?
Yeah.
Goes like long into the new year this year. Crazy times. We're just doing a cup special this week, aren't we?
Yeah, just going to bang through a couple of cup games.
Do you want to look, really quickly, because I know we did it last episode, do you want to just tell everyone what the overall score is, because it's so exciting?
The overall score is Lad 187, Dad 186, and that is all because of the listeners, so thank you to all of the listeners who said that I should get 3 points.
Yeah, well done, listeners. Also, just a reminder, at the start of the season, we did the Premier League table predictions, and we agreed some points to be added at the end of the season on that. So with it being so close, that Premier League table could be all important. But we'll cover that another day. Let's bang on. We're going to do a cup special. We're starting in England.
And it is Millwall Leicester.
And you're going to be going, aren't you? To the Den on Saturday. Excited?
Yeah. And I think the score is going to be 2-0 to Leicester.
I've seen with Leicester missing quite a few players going to the African Nations and Asia Cup, and I think one or two players that like need minutes, like Albrighton and that, I think he'll play. And I just think it might be a bit trickier, but I'm going 2-1 to Leicester. What's next?
Sunderland Newcastle, and we've picked this because big rivalry.
Yeah, literally the biggest rivalry for both of these teams. Sunderland are a massive club. They've not been in the Premier League for a long time, but they're at home. They're going to be so up for this. I've seen Newcastle lose some games recently. Like, they lost to Forest. They lost to Luton. And I tell you what, mate, I am going with Sunderland 1, Newcastle 0.
Oh, yeah, I think Sunderland will be up for it. At Sunderland, in their big stadium, I think the home and away really does matter in this game, because I think I think the score is going to be 1-1.
1-1. I think it'd be a great game to go to for that atmosphere.
And for our listeners, I will say...
What happens in the replay?
That...
St James's Park for the replay, that would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think replay 2-1 Newcastle.
Yeah, I think Sunderland have got to win it on the day. But yeah, I think that'd be a great game. What have you picked for us next?
Watford Chesterfield.
So you're first. So a non-league team, but they are top of the whole of non-league.
Yeah.
Away at Watford.
I'm going to say Watford are a kind of mid-championship. Yeah. I'm going to say Chesterfield, they look good. I think maybe mid-league too. As like looking at them.
Yeah, where they should be. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was best team where everyone... If there was one big league, I think they would be around like... Yeah.
A bit like Notts County have gone straight up and Wrexham, and they've actually been really good in
league
two. They'll
probably do that. And I think... Okay, they're going to lose, but not too much. I think it's going to be a 1-0 Watford win.
Yeah, I remember Watford played us in the FA Cup third round and we hammered them. And that was, I think they were Premier League at the time. Like, they don't tend to do that well in the Cup. So, but yeah, got to say, they should beat Chesterfield at home. Watford 3, Chesterfield 1.
West Brom, Aldershot. And we've picked this one again because it's a non-league team through.
Yeah, non-league team going to a big club as well. West Brom, like, you know, regularly a Premier League club, and they're in the playoffs this year. I've got to say West Brom will finish them off. I'm sorry, Aldershot, but there's going to be a big quality difference, and I'm just going to say that West Brom show it and they win 4-0.
By the way, is it Aldershot or Aldershot?
It's Aldershot is how you should say it, yeah. They're from London. They're like near an army base.
I think the score is going to be 2-0 West Brom.
Yeah. And probably, as far as the TV is concerned, the big one of the FA Cup.
I think...
No, you haven't said the teams yet. You're going to say the teams.
Oh, yeah. Arsenal, Liverpool.
Yep.
I'm saying it is a 2-2 draw.
Oh, I was thinking draw. Liverpool, top of the league, going for it. I'm not going to go 2-2. I'm going to go 1-1. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. Okay, what's next?
Revel versus Paris Saint-Germain. And we've picked this. Most of you have probably not heard of Revel. They're a 6-tier French team.
I've never heard of them.
A 6-tier French team, and they have been drawn against Paris Saint-Germain.
And this is the Coupe de France, so the French FA Cup. This is why it's a Cup special week. And we watched a video, didn't we, of the Revel players in their like dressing room watching the draw.
Tiny dressing room. Yeah. Watching the draw, and then the Herb Revel at home, and then Paris Saint-Germain.
I've got to be honest, the 6th league in France is probably the same as like the 10th league in England. So you're talking Aylston Park, Kirby Muxlow, those kind of teams, like a tiny team playing against PSG. So who's it? Me first, isn't it? I've got to say they're going to get absolutely battered, haven't I? But PSG probably won't want to play on their dodgy little pitch. I'd like to see it, but PSG, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Revel 0, PSG 9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should be, shouldn't it? They should batter them. I'll go 9-0.
You're actually going for that.
I really am, yeah. Because why not? If it was Man City against Aylston Park, you'd guess that, wouldn't you?
But the grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine if Revel got 1-0 up or something. It'd be amazing.
Well, it's happened, or nearly happened before. Remember then that team hit the crossbar against Tottenham?
Yeah, Marine. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we watched that one, didn't we? Good memory. Yeah, what do you reckon then?
I think the score is going to be 5-0 Paris Saint-Germain.
Okay, bit more steady. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens there. You've got two more from the Copa del Rey. So as well as the English Cup and the French Cup, it's the Spanish Cup. What have you picked and why?
I think we're going to be on a bit of a battering, like predicting batterings for the, for that one and the next two games, yeah. The next one is Anadina.
Yeah, good go. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Versus Real Madrid, and Anadina, a bottom of the fourth tier, bottom.
So again, in Spain, you can't think the fourth tier is like League Two. It's going to be worse. It's going to be a lot worse. This is going to be like 6th, 7th league. This is going to be like, I don't know, Colville Town versus Real Madrid. So that's what we're talking here. This could be a hammering. You go first.
Well, the current champions of Real Madrid are actually Barcelona. No, the current champions of Spain are actually Barcelona. Most people like think it's kind of weird because Atlético Madrid and Real Madrid are in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but
that doesn't really.
It's still Real Madrid against a teeny team at the bottom of their own league. How have they got through in the cup? I don't know, but they must just be good in the cup and bad in the league.
I think the score is gonna be 5-0 Real Madrid.
Okay, well, good luck to Arandina, but I'm going to go big again. I'm going to go 7-1. I'm going to say Arandina get a goal 7-1 to Real Madrid. And the final one, good luck pronouncing this one, lad.
Barbastro,
yeah, that's what it looks like to me, yeah.
Versus Barcelona.
Bar versus Bar.
Barbastro in the fourth tier of Spain.
Yeah, so...
So I bet Barbastro play against Arandina.
Well, I had a look at it, and their fourth tier is all regional. So I clicked on Flash Score. It's hard to find out anything about these teams, but Barbastro, I think if you click to look at their results, you get... they're in the same league as Real Sociedad's C team.
Oh,
so Real Sociedad put their third team in that league. They let you do that in Spain.
Oh, like Real Sociedad have a B team and a C team.
Yeah, so and they're in the same league as their third best team.
Do they have a D team?
I don't know if they do. It's weird, isn't it? So that's their last match. They beat Real Sociedad C. In the last round of the Cup, they beat Almeria. Now, that's quite good, isn't it? Because they're like a proper team. I think they might be in the second league. Whatever.
That first bad first or something.
Oh, I'm just going to pause it because we've got a delivery.
We're back from the delivery, and now we are going to predict the game. So to get back on track, it is Barbastro against Barcelona, and I think the score is going to be... Is it me?
I think it's actually me, isn't it? Yeah, me or you nearly went then. Yeah. So I've gone 9-0, I've gone 7-1. I've got to go big, but I'll be a bit more sensible this time. Barcelona to win 5-0.
I'm going to go 6-0 Barcelona.
Whoa. It'd be amazing if any of those three are close matches. So finally, lad, what you got for us? It's what the whole country is talking about. Every newspaper, every channel, you go for it.
Well, it's not a football match.
Whoa!
It's the Darts World Championship final. It's Luke Littler against Luke Humphreys.
This is happening tonight. The world is excited about it. Lads, you'll go first.
Well, it's up to seven, so we can't predict six something.
Yeah, we predict seven something to whoever we think's going to win then, yeah?
I think it's going to be 7-5 to Luke Littler.
Oh, you beauty. So are we doing 3 points for a perfect, yeah, and 1 point for a win like we normally would in football?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 7-6 to Luke Littler. I'm going for the 16-year-old to be the Darts World Champion. So a little, when something big happens in another sport, sometimes we throw the prediction in, don't we? So exciting time. So lad, great episode as always. Anything else?
Not really.
No, in that case, it's bye from Dad.
One from Lab. Thank you.